traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Are you dating anybody right now?
Because no. I know there were some rumors floating around in 2021.
That I was dating that guy. No, I'm not.
Which guy? Which man?
Whichever man you're talking about. Because if you do not go through your man's phone, that is not your man.
Sarah, that's not true. Sarah, yes. That's not true. Don't listen to it, Sarah. Do you really want someone to go pop their gun, then come home and pop that cherry?
Absolutely. You guys look very similar. So I was like, what's the difference between you and your brother? He's like, I like guns and he likes Pokemon cards. Do you guys think the earth is flat or round?
Don't ask. Why do you ask?
I think it's flat. Like, I think it's...
Well, it's your show.
Well, the name's on the wall.
Hello there. Welcome back to Impulsive. It's the number one podcast in the world, as we were just telling Ruby Rose.
Statistics.
Who's our guest today. There's absolutely no reason I'd lie about that. Also, it's 2024. It's the first episode back. Maybe second. And we are stoked to have you, Ruby Rose.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. I can't believe you came to Puerto Rico.
I had to.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Have you met any other locals? Any Puerto Rican culture? Food? Dance?
Yes, we've been outside. We've low-key been outside. Okay. Like, every day we've been here.
Listen, Ruby, you've been going crazy viral lately for, like, a lot. Like I saw this video of you, like, dancing. I think maybe, like, rehearsing.
I was on Sexy Red's tour.
Okay, sick. Yeah, there's this, like, old guy watching you, like, perving on you in the background.
It was kind of weird, but it was, you know, flattering. He probably hasn't seen something, a black woman doing that in a while.
I respect that. No shame just, like, watching you break it down.
Yeah, we were in the hotel gym. Like, it was, like, 10 o'clock at night. I don't know why he was in there. But him and his wife just came and watched
the
30-minute rehearsal.
The wife was watching, too?
She turned her back and just turned around. It was kind of like... She's like, let him watch.
And then also recently, obviously, the most viral thing that I've seen is that dude who spent...
Lamar.
Is that his name?
We're getting all the way into that. Do you want to get into that right off the bat?
I say we dive into it. This guy spends $60,000 a month on your OnlyFans?
Hold on. Let me intro some fucking context here, okay? This is a very big story. I want to make sure there's some justice given, okay? There was this announcement or this story that broke on Twitter a few weeks ago. That this crypto whale had been outed for spending, I think it was $63,000.
It's like $62,000.
$62,000 in a month on Ruby's OF. Obviously, a story like that breaks. Everybody's talking about it. Commentary, Twitter, podcast communities, so on and so forth. There is a picture of you guys together.
I ran into him at my hotel at the Mondrian on Sunset.
What was that like?
It was like, now like that I think about it, I'm like, was it a run-in?
No.
Or was it, maybe he like knew I was there, but I don't know. People like were saying like I should be scared of him, but he's actually like a really nice, friendly guy, and he spent more. So he's like.
Oh, okay. Well, so it gets deeper, Logan. I don't even know if you know this or not. Now there's a bunch of ways we could talk about this. People spending that amount of money on girls, on OF, on videos, whatever. This dude's gone on shows recently and said, he said the following. On one of the shows. I didn't purchase none of her OnlyFans content. I got the situation where I just went and took a picture of Ruby, right? I got paid for it. I didn't know exactly what it was for. I think it was like a promo thing. Her team hit me up, whatever the fuck it was. I met up with her. I take the picture the next day. I'm like the OnlyFans top spender. I know there was some kind of thing where it had to do with OnlyFans top spender shit, but I don't know what the fuck was going on. It was made up to look like I was her top spender.
Okay. So this is my response. Like this is as of today. Like, so this is in the past 2 months, so. And he has a tattoo of me on his calf.
Oh, my God. $105,000. Crypto whale looking for a queen. Are you going to be his queen?
We're going to be friends. I'm going to keep it as friends.
Wait, so I don't get this, because this dude goes on these shows to try to I don't know if maybe this part of it was for content.
I don't know. I've seen, like, a few interviews, and some of it, like, he, like, tries to, like, deny it, and then some he, like, admits to it. So it's like, I don't know.
How do you deny it? Brother, you have a tattoo of her on your leg. you're denying being the number one spender, and your Instagram is one of one spender.
The shirt.
How is that possible, bro?
The texts are the most shocking part to me. That's why I'm actually surprised you let him in your vicinity. It feels, I mean, we just had Chris Hansen on our show, but it feels like a little like predatory. It's weird.
He's, well,
like,
he shows,
he's like having a
hotel
fantasy with himself in your thread.
I don't know. Like, honestly, like, not to toot my horn.
Toot that shit.
But like, you know, guys like me a
yeah,
lot.
They do. Yeah, they do.
And like,
me,
you know, I post and like, I it's purposeful. Business. Yeah.
That's your business.
You definitely know what the fuck you're doing. Like, you know, viral content, social content. There's actually a tweet here from someone that says, your parents are super educated. You went to boarding school in Switzerland and you speak four languages?
Like three.
This ghetto hood rat cosplay shit is just a costume for her. Is that true? That's what this, I'm just reading a tweet.
Like, I mean, those things about me in the beginning are true. And like, but like, is it ghetto cosplay? Like, I just be like, you know, everybody has a little persona, internet, urban persona. So I think that's just.
Well, how much of it's true? Like, do you really want someone to go pop their gun, then come home and pop that cherry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm glad you know that song. You know my song.
You know I know your shit, Ruby. Dude, me and Ruby have.
We've known each other for a long time.
We hung out before.
That's shocking.
For sure.
How was it when you were hanging out with Mike?
It was fun. It was crazy. Was it Coachella? Where was it?
That too, but also we hung out in New York one night with Kentucky. You had a show. We went to the strip club. You performed at the strip. Because she'll like perform her shows like at a strip club. So she'll like.
And throw that shit. I'd be throwing that
facts.
Shit.
Facts.
That's crazy. You have a fun life.
You have a fucking fun life.
We have fun lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. Travel the world. I don't shake my ass as much as you. Maybe I should.
You should.
But I don't have a
congratulations
number.
On your engagement.
Thank you so much.
That was so cute.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yay for love. Thank you. Yay for marriage. Like, yeah. That's, I love that.
Is that on your agenda?
Absolutely.
Soon?
Whenever God chooses.
You're religious.
I believe in a God. Mm. I see you guys be having like heated Christianity topics and
whoa.
Debates.
Don't know what you're talking about.
That has never happened.
Do you guys?
I love Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. He's unsure. He's uncertain.
I'm kind of like you. There's a God. I refer to the God as God, creator, universe. I feel like it's got to be one of those things. And I can see how each religion has an extreme amount of value for people who need any sort of optimism or direction. And I think in general, they're all kind of saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little hard for me to subscribe to just one.
No,
you know?
1,000%.
So
I'm in the same way with you. I had a deep conversation with your brother about this, and I think we agree on that.
Yeah, he's very spiritual.
He is.
Did
he
talk to you about
all about the ayahuasca and the toad and shit?
Yeah.
I got to try it.
Are you ever doing psychedelics?
Mushrooms. Mushrooms.
Is that the extent?
Yeah, I used to smoke weed like for 10 years extremely heavily, and I'm completely sober for 2 months. But
sober like no alcohol?
Well, I never really drank for real. But
wow.
But I would like to taste one of those.
An energy or a hydration?
Energy.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
What question did you ask?
I said, did it kill anybody?
She goes, I want to try Prime. I was like, do it on the show. And then she asked me if it killed anyone. No. It didn't. Well, why
there
did
was
you
that one drink? I think it was from Panera. It was like an energy drink that killed somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah, did it? No, a couple, by the way. A couple people.
Yeah.
I think it's off the market.
Can
now.
We get her a cold one? They're good. Room temp. Yeah, but
cold. What flavor is the best?
You tell me. Grab her a
cold cherry fruit.
Grab a couple. Just grab a variety of what you think would be good from that fridge downstairs. And energy if you can, if possible. Thanks, boss.
Is that hydration that you're drinking?
This one's energy. It's in a can. It's for people above the age of 18. I gotta say
Why 18?
Caffeine. Caffeine content.
Okay. Facts.
Makes but sense. No more than... Tell her the real story. No more than any other drink. Less.
I don't have to... I don't have to value... Ruby Rose ain't questioning me. You're not... what's his name?
Chris Hansen.
No, not Chris Hansen. No, the guy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Chuck Schumer.
Who's that?
Chuck Schumer.
Who's that?
Came after my product.
Like,
came after my product.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Him.
Pitch to the Senate.
Fuck him.
No, be careful. He runs New York.
He does, yeah. Legit.
We love
he
him.
Also is like, he also, he also low-key is like the most powerful person in the country.
Is he?
Like heavily.
No.
Yeah, he is. He's Senate
Jewish?
Majority. He sent him a Jordan.
I think he is Jewish.
That's so interesting.
Oh, why? Is there a connection between
what the...
I don't know, because like they always say like Jewish people are like the most powerful and like richest people in the world. It's amazing for them.
My manager is Jewish. He's rich for
manager
sure.
Jeff. I got to say this. We are
Shabbat Shalom.
We're bouncing on a lot of topics here. I like there's just so much to unpack, repack, and then unpack again. Mm. Okay?
So much. Mm.
Like when this dude was going, I just spit everywhere. When this dude was going viral for spending $8 million on your OF, right?
Not eight.
You know what I mean?
Close.
It got picked up by a lot of these red pill podcasts. Are you familiar with the term?
Like the ones where like niggas hate on bitches type shit.
100%. Yes.
Yeah, they're weird.
I wanted to ask you about that.
They're weird. Like I'd be wanting to like fucking clap back and comment back, but like they'd be like, I just know like, no, I'm not gonna bring more fire and like give them clout. Like they're on a podcast making no disrespect.
Oh my God, we got all flavors here. Strawberry, watermelon, cherry, blue raspberry, lemon, lime.
We're gonna go cherry.
That's what I'm drinking right now. Cold cherry is, I personally find it delicious, but if you gotta be honest with me.
Trust me, I'm not a liar.
Are you an energy drink?
Can you open it with those nails?
I can do everything with them. Okay. Am I an energy drink person? No.
Okay, just,
all right. I drink matcha. Is that energy?
Yeah, I think there's a little caffeine in there.
This shit is delicious, y'all. Yes. Wow. I can't even lie. Yes. Wow. I like soda, like it's really bad. But this doesn't taste like soda, but it's just like a sweet carbonated.
I was pitched an idea to potentially make a Prime Energy with no caffeine. So it's just carbonated and you just get the taste.
That would be good.
Interesting, right?
It'd be good.
So can we?
Sorry, Mike.
No, it's fine.
This weird guy spent $1 billion on you and now he's your homie because he spends $1 billion.
Well, no,
it's my bestie.
you kind of have to be his bestie a little bit. Like give him a little attention.
Yes, of course.
Is it his ego that you think you're stroking?
Pockets, ego,
but nothing else.
I'm a kind person in general, like, you know, so like it's not like beef or anything,
but he can't like
there's boundaries.
That's what I was gonna ask.
1000%.
He can't spend to a level that could get you to go on a date with him. Like, where's that line drawn?
I don't know, like, you know, it's just I'm a busy woman, I'm not gonna lie, so if there was like, you know, time and enough spent, that's a possibility, but we're just not there yet.
Are you dating anybody right now?
Am I dating anybody right now?
Uh-oh, the besties know.
Because I know there were some rumors floating around in 2023. I don't know.
That I was dating that guy? No, I'm not with that man.
Which guy, which man?
Whichever man you're talking about. Because I'm a young woman, so yes, I'm exploring my options, I'm dating, but like I'm not like seriously.
I'm all the way back with like still on the coke boy shit. Is that like 10?
That
like
was was a going to dinner.
Oh, so okay.
Somebody set up paparazzi.
Because I love Frenchie, bro.
I love him as well.
I was just with him at F1. He's a great dude.
Look, you just said it. You're a busy girl. So how does a girl like you go on dates and cultivate a relationship? You said you want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Can these things happen given the insane lifestyle that you're living?
I'm not going to lie. It's really hard to date. Like I was just telling my friends, like, going to pub, like, because going to a nigga's house is like, it's just already too intimate. But then like going like to like the movies or going to eat, like people will take a picture and then assume that y'all are fucking with each other. So it's just like
tough.
It's a little tough.
You got to go to the private Italian restaurants, sit in the back.
But then like even doing the back rooms and private rooms, it's like it's not the same.
Ruins the vibe.
Yeah, like running out the movie theater, running out the bowling alley. It's not the same.
You don't get that full experience.
Yeah.
Can you disguise yourself? Or do people know that's Ruby Rose right
Low
there?
Key, like, I be in a hoodie and mask everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And they still know. I'm sure it was same with you.
Was that Burning Man? Fully covered up. This was the first example I had of it. Fully covered up.
And they knew?
And people still recognize
you're pretty tall. You're very tall.
I think that was how they said my build.
How tall are you?
6'5".
I'm just kidding.
I'm 6'2".
That's tall. How tall are you, Mike?
I rounded up.
6'2" and a half.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are both tall as hell.
We're tall.
So, okay, so back to this dude that spent $63,000. I will get through this.
Yo, shut up.
The red pill community, as we were saying earlier, had a field day with it. You know,
y'all are not red pill.
I like to be in the middle. Listen, here's the thing. I said this on someone else's show recently. There's red pill, conservative, moral superheroes. There's blue pill, liberal lunatics who are trying to change people into toaster ovens in 2024. I'm purple pill. I'm right in the middle. I believe there's a lot of nuance in life. I believe there's a lot of gray in between black and white. I believe there's a lot of discussion to be had. I don't think anything's fucking perfect. Unfortunately, that's not popular. Mm-hmm. People want to hear people say, yo, this is the way. And if you ain't doing it this way, you're fucked up and you're going to hell for it. Like, that's the type of energy that we have on the internet right now.
For sure.
2024 is here. You might be saying to yourself, I'm going to see my favorite artist or sports team live. Well, that's a good thing that SeatGeek is the sponsor of today's show. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. Maybe even WrestleMania 40 in Philly or Ruby's next show.
Or the Rolling Stones. I'm bringing my mom and I'm buying them on SeatGeek. Jeff Winnick, we're all going.
They put all the tickets across their web in one place to make sure you're getting a good deal. Each ticket is graded to make sure you get a good deal and look for the green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps. The call to action that I always do for you guys, the code LOGAN gives you $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. $20 off your first purchase with the promo code LOGAN. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. Shout out SeatGeek. Back to the show.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So on Red Pill podcast, they don't think you're ever getting a man that matters. Ruby, they think you are going to be a victim of simps and beta males for the rest of your life because of the profession that you've chosen for yourself, doing OF, shaking your ass. Do you agree with that?
I, of course, would beg to differ, you know, because like, but I can understand where people would come from. And I know because of like my work and what I do, you know, it's whoever decides to be with me, it's a sacrifice. And like, but like knowing me in real life and who I am as a person is different, you know, than who I am on the internet. But also like, yes, I do be on the internet doing what I do, but like I make a million every month. So it's like,
that's insane.
So you bring that side to the puzzle. But do you let me ask you like this. Do you feel like there's a shortage of high value men that are currently chasing you these days?
Define high value.
Well, yeah, I know that term is fucking ridiculous, to be honest with you. Men who hold some sort of moral compass, who follow the right things in life, who earn money, who care for a house, or looking for someone who can help them care for a household and the family. A religious person, a career-driven person, a motivated person, you know, a supportive person, a provider.
Respectfully, I have all different types of men from all different types of walks of life coming after me. I pick and choose.
I saw a tweet here that says, excuse me.
It's okay.
Ruby Rose, December 16th, 2023.
Okay.
I have never and will never touch pink dick. I love all races, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This one was interesting, Rubes.
Is that racist against pink dick?
No, it's not. And actually, I have a confession. My first kiss was a man of Caucasian descent. And I gave him a hand job and he was white. But since then, so I have never done that. But no, the reason I tweeted that.
Wrong.
Okay, the reason I tweeted that was because, okay, like, do you guys know Wolfie Cindy?
Of course.
Beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Love her. I don't know her in person.
You guys kind of look alike a little bit.
Thank you.
I see it a little bit.
Okay. Mm. Thank you. Not really. But she's beautiful as hell. Anyway, so I commented on her picture of her and her boyfriend. And I said, daddy, like, because like they were like so cute. Like I was like saying like daddy. And then like it was like I had like hella retweets. And on Twitter, they were like, what the fuck is wrong with Ruby Rose? She's trying to get her nigga. And I'm like, first of all, I don't even respectfully. Y'all are both handsome men. But I don't even go for white men. So I was really doing that in response to that. But people just, you know.
Why don't you go for white men? I'm just curious.
Well, they don't go for me, honestly.
That cannot be true.
I mean, Lamar, but. No, in real life, though, white men never approach me. Only like black and Latino men.
Do you think you're intimidating?
Probably so. I don't know. Like, Like, do you go for black? Well, before you were with your queen now, did you go for black women, either of you?
Ruby, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in your DMs.
Shut up. No, you're not. As a joke. You be joking. No,
that's partially. You be joking. I have to handle this conversation very quick because I do have a girlfriend, Sarah.
We love you, Sarah.
For sure. So I have to handle this respectfully. But like, yo, we have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be honest. I think I'll speak for my white brethren. There are a lot of pink dicks. Who are probably a little bit fearful of what you are of yeah, what you're no, working
that's
with.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I'm a lot of woman. I'm sassy, you know what I'm saying? It has to be like a certain type of man that's willing and wants to deal with me. And I don't think, you know, typically like, I don't know. I think white women are more like will listen and just be okay with getting cheated on and getting played with, you know?
Cause you all you also had this.
I don't play that shit.
Men who cheat on their girl deserve to die.
Death. Yeah, and I stand on that. So if you cheat,
death.
Okay. So let's unpack
like,
that.
And
for
that's
a second.
Past the age of 25, because I think after the age of 25, like you're conscious of like what the fuck is you really going on and how you're cheating is so traumatic.
No, it's fucked.
It's
listen, you're
so
talking to two
traumatic
non-cheaters. Neither of us have or ever will fucking. Ever.
Thank you guys.
And I loyal as the dog.
I don't feel like it's even remotely acceptable whatsoever. I think I was taught that. Labors of love are the most important thing that we have on this planet, and if you feel
being
like
a
that
man
way,
of your
just
word,
break,
just yeah,
break
just
up.
Leave,
just
leave.
Break up and go do your fucking thing. But you did get some feedback from another red pillar on this, and I'm you know this is not anything or anything, but Tristan Tate,
that's like Andrew Tate type shit,
his brother,
okay,
called you out on it because he basically said, how would it look if I were to make a tweet that said. Women who cheat on their men deserve to die. Do you think that there's a double standard?
No, there? I think I should have said everybody, but I think women typically don't cheat. Like women are just naturally loyal and want to be with one person. Like
so that just got clipped because right now there's a massive audience on the internet that believes that women cheat more than men.
Yeah, but this is a conversation and solely that. Like there's no statistics to back any of this up. And I think I would actually agree with you. I would assume, maybe I'm incorrect, that women are kind of more inclined to be loyal. Like they'll if they have a good man.
That's always been the perception. Men are cheating dogs, and that's always been the perception. I don't agree that women cheat more. I think men are. And there's no science because some people claim there's like this science where
that it's like
men
coded
are wired,
in your DNA.
Exactly,
yeah.
We're wired to be polygamous, you know, fuckers.
Genghis
and
Khan
this and that.
And pollute the world.
Exactly. With our seed. Exactly. But there's really no science that promotes the idea that men are.
Yeah, it's all about self-discipline. Like everybody can, you know, control themselves and, you know, one person, monogamy. I mean, to each its own. Whatever you like, but me.
You've never cheated.
I cheated back then. Like when I was younger, my nigga would cheat on me and then I would go do whatever
spike
I did.
Cheat.
Yes. Is but that that's allowed? Still, no, that's still wrong. I should have just left. Now where I'm at the age of 26, a nigga cheat on me, I'm respectfully, peacefully.
You're out.
Exiting.
But dudes do need to be mindful of that spite shit because, bro, you, I'm going to be honest with you.
Every action gets a reaction.
Yeah, but the reaction with women, it tends to, like, dudes will be out there, have a bad night, get fucked up, and fuck a questionable
dog
person,
looking
hot. Right? And I'm telling you, when your girl gets back at you,
it's
going to be with your
sick.
Best friend.
Wait, oh, I don't know.
Because here's the thing. Dudes are stupid. Girls are conniving. Girls have no mercy, bro. I'm telling you, dudes cheat because... They fucking have momentary lapses. They're stupid. Girls, when they're getting back at you, they are not thinking about your feelings. In fact, they're making sure that you get it as bad as you possibly can. So I think the penalty, men need to think more about what that penalty looks like when it comes back.
That is factual. Honest.
If they're getting caught, like how do you catch a guy
Me?
Cheating on you?
Oh, catch a guy?
Yeah.
The girls are
how
the
to catch
feds.
A guy?
Cheating. Girls are the feds,
I'm going
bro.
Through that phone. If you do not go through your man's phone, that is not your man, bro.
Sarah, that's not true. Sarah,
yes.
That's not true. Don't listen to her. I have nothing. You can go through my phone whenever you fucking want.
Your girl's name is Nina, right?
Nina, yeah.
Did she go through your phone?
Doesn't have to. She has my passcode.
Okay. Has she ever, like, in the beginning stages of the relationship?
Uh-uh. She did admit to me that she used to be like that, but I think I've given her the confidence that... she doesn't need to. And I invite her to. Like, I don't care.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know about all the investigation that the CIA and federal agencies are doing right now? Your girl's the feds, bro. If she goes through your phone, you ain't gonna know about it. She might tell you.
She
knows every fucking text message you got in the last year, bro. Trust
me. Probably.
Especially one that claims they used to be like that. With foot checking up phones. She's like, I used to be like that. Fucking take a nap, bro. Your shit is done. Dude.
Do you think that's a level of paranoia that you'd like to escape, though? Like, right?
Yeah, no, I don't want to be. I don't, like, I'm going to do it in the beginning stages. But after a while, like, I don't, if a nigga makes me feel comfortable enough that I don't have to go through it and, like, I'm not questioning it, then no. Like, I don't want to, like, be a fucking stalker, weird-ass bitch like that. But I want to know if I'm getting cheated on so I can not be with you.
Do you look for, do you look for, like, some signs for, like, for example, like,
body language.
His girl doesn't, and to be honest, mine doesn't either.
Is your girl white?
No.
She Latina?
A fucking Cuban, bro.
Ooh.
So, but the reason why is because I don't, I think that when you look at our behavior, it's so apparent. Like, dude, like, she would never be able to find one girl's picture that I liked on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, like you're respectful. Fucking, you're respectful.
100%. There's no bullshit, no reason for her to go through the phone.
You know what else helps? Not to interrupt you, but yeah, like, no. We're busy. We're doing shit, Ruby. Like, I got better shit to do than fucking ruin my life.
No facts.
You know, with some hooker. Like, I don't yeah. I don't care. I'm with my woman. I love her so much, and I have a career that I'd like to follow and pursue. Like, she's with me all the time. It's just...
So you guys are monogamous and don't have an agreement?
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You as
yeah.
well.
Oh yeah, no. I've been hooked up.
That's good.
Not a big, nor could I ever be a open relationship guy. I even think if she was down to like run a threesome, I wouldn't be comfortable
with another
with that.
Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You would or wouldn't?
Would not.
That's good. I would not either.
It just so feels hard. Feels muddy.
It's weird.
It's so hard.
I would get jealous.
Hard. Yeah, like, for watching. Sure. You do one stroke a little too passionately, you're cooked. You are fucking no, cooked, legit. Son.
Dude, it's hard to even manage threesomes when one of the people is not in a relationship. Well, like, even when you are having a threesome with people you just met that night,
yeah,
you're trying
yourself.
To...
I wouldn't know.
Maybe if you're a master at it, but I'm just saying, like, generally you're... Okay, let me put it like this. When you meet a couple girls and you go into that scenario, guys will always tell you the truth on this. There's always going to be one of the two that the guy likes a little bit more.
For sure.
In the situation. Maybe it's the one they went after originally and then the friend came along. But like you really gotta split that attention up because
it's called quarterbacking. You gotta be a high school quarterback for that night, varsity, you're throwing 4 touchdowns and 210 yards at least.
100%.
And sometimes you gotta step up to the plate. I wouldn't know anything about that. I love my woman.
I love her down.
You wouldn't either, huh?
No.
Ever.
You never had a threesome?
No. I like one-on-one intimacy.
Mm-hmm. You're a good girl, Ruby Rose.
Thank you, Logan Paul.
Educated.
Thank you.
Successful. How would you describe your career? Like, we were trying to like categorize you a little mm-hmm. bit, and it's mm-hmm. a little hard, right? Like, are you a model? Are you a rapper? Are you a personality?
Trapper.
No, I don't know. I think I'm just like, you know, an an entrepreneur. But like, I think I'm like an artist. Like, my music is art, my pictures are art, my sex work and OnlyFans is art. So
I wanted to ask, what are you selling on OnlyFans? Like, I know the spectrum of what appears on OnlyFans is mm-hmm. wide. Is it nudity? Is it like actual sex acts?
I have two pages. I have a free page and a paid page. So, you know, they can...
You hook them?
They can... Yeah, they have two options.
You catch them.
Yeah.
I gotta ask you this.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
You had a recent collaboration with a creator by the name of Neon.
That's my homeboy. Hell yeah.
Okay. For the people who don't know who
Did
Neon
you see
is,
the podcast where they were like saying that like he put me on?
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
So they
And he were, defended me. I fuck with him. Like, I fuck with him so
well, hard. Yeah, because they were trying to say that the whole intent of you like doing content with him was to promote your OF. Do you think that that's true?
No, not at all. Like, I don't even think I brought it up. And anyways, respectfully, I wasn't the one who set it up. I don't watch, like, respectfully, I don't watch streaming and shit like that. My person who I work with, they reached out to him and, like, set it up. And then we built our own personal relationship. Like, he'd be going through, like, some shit and I'd be giving him, like, big sister advice. But, like, of course, like, I'm not, I mean, no, I do hang out with, like, regular people. But, you know, I'm going to hang out with people in my level of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, in your sphere. But that's how the internet talks, in the same way that, I don't know what show you're talking about that said that, but the same way that that show was saying that you were using him or whatever. Like, I'm close with Aiden. I'm close to a couple different streamers, and I know that they have teams that reach out to people that are exactly like you to actually bump their numbers.
Nobody's
up.
Exactly like me, but yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, because they do these IRL streams, and they need other people.
Yeah, it's social media. Like, you know, that's why some people are successful, and that's why some people aren't. But yeah.
Did he ever try to make a move on you?
That is a little ass boy. Like,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Of course he, you know, I'm sure he probably found myself attractive, but, like, you know, that's a little boy.
Did you bring him out at your show? And
I did, in LA. It was lit.
But you introduced him as a Make-A-Wish kid.
I did. That's what they told me.
Who told you?
His manager came.
Oh, yeah, that dude's always in some shit, bro. And you gave him advice on, like, because I've talked to him a few
times. He be going through it. Like, it's hard. You know, social media, like, people aren't, I know, you know, like, the way when people come after you and try to cancel you and talk shit about you, that shit affects you. Like, really affects you.
What do you think about his, like, okay, because he's in the sphere of people that I'm friends with. I mean, Aiden was, like, kind of put him on and was, like, his, like, big brother.
He be doing
Aiden.
Some wrong stuff.
That's what I want to
ask you. Some stuff he be, like, violating.
I put him on, I went on his stream one time. And like, people fuck with me. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, all right, shut up, you 40-year-old heroin addict. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't give a fuck. That's fine to me. But then I put my girl on. And he's like, you know, like, who's this flat-chested whore, like, fucking, like, talking
okay,
shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some violations, but I will say this, like.
How is he behind the scenes?
He's sweet and kind and, like, nervous and has, like, you know, he's just a sweet young boy. Like, you know, you have to put on a fucking act to make it on the internet. Like, it's hard to, like, I don't know. Do you think were you 100% being yourself?
When?
Just, okay, now you probably are at your grown age, because now you've, like, built the hype. But when you were first starting YouTube, you have to be more animated crazy.
No.
Yeah, and I have to be more sexual and more, like, urban and hood. So, you know, you just have to put on the show.
I think this show is the most genuine version of me people can find, because I'm just sitting here talking.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, especially when you're first starting out as
you
want to make
get
waves, you want to get that shock content out, and you become the worst version of yourself
on. Exactly.
I didn't have to do shit. I just had to show up and just be a fucking asshole. I'd start dating you know what I'm saying? Like, that was different for me. I guess because I had rocket fuel with you. So it's a little bit different, but most people, when they first come on, they got to do that kind of
reckless. But you're not naturally an asshole.
No, not an asshole like that. I'm just, you know, I was a little bit reckless when I first started. You know, and I did shit that I might not do now, which I guess is the case with him. Were you giving him advice on his relationship?
Yeah, for sure. And he really likes the girl. So it's like,
he does.
Fuck the internet. Fuck what the internet thinks, like.
They hate her.
They're going to hate any girl who does OnlyFans and makes money.
Yeah, kind of like that. Just because I think they think that she's like a... like a leech for, and I'm not, these aren't my words, but that she's a leech for,
and using him for clout. But I don't know, like, he likes her, she seems to like him, and like,
and I told him that. He asked me on the phone one day, he asked me about it, and I was like, bro, like, a lot of people are gonna try to give you advice, like, if you know what I'm saying, like, here's the thing, men, women, everybody, you have to learn through doing. Like,
sure.
Advice is never, that's why all these, like, red pill podcasts and shit like that, like, trying to give people this, like, this black and white guide on how to live life. That's not how life works.
No, literally.
You gotta touch the fucking stove. That's it, bro. Your mom and dad, mommy and daddy can tell you all fucking day, yo, don't touch the stove. Don't touch the stove. It's gonna do this to your life, to your career. Bro, I'm on this couch right now because of the mistakes I made in my life.
Literally.
I would be working some fucking 9 to 5 right now somewhere. I'm sitting here doing dope shit, having great conversations, making impact. Because of all the shit that I went through. So when he asked me about his relationship on this 30-second call I had with him, I said, bro, if it feels right, do it. If you like the chick and your homies are telling you not to do it, blah, 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 she's using you for this and that, unless it's so apparent to everyone,
yeah.
Which it doesn't seem like it is,
yeah.
Just go through the motions. If exactly. You get your heart broken, then so be it. And you not go, do you ever get your heart broken?
Yeah.
I've got my heart broken. You ever get your heart broken?
Absolutely.
Nobody's going to tell you, like, your homies are never going to be able to talk you out of that shit. That's not how love works.
You have to go through the motion.
That's it. Interesting. Motion. Have you done any other streams? Any other streamers' shows?
Like Kai and like Aiden.
So you're in the zeitgeist of like streamer culture, and I know you're not watching these people. You know who they are, I'm sure. But you have someone on your team that's like, hey, this could be a good collaboration.
Well, like with Neon, yeah, but like Kai and Aiden, they just like hit me up because.
What about this show?
He hit me up. My person.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And so when you do these, is a part of you thinking that it'll boost specifically OnlyFans numbers? Like, I imagine a large part of our audience like, will be like.
I mean, like my main, like this is where I'm at. Like my shit grows every month. Like it's going to do what it does regardless. Mm. Like, but also like me as my Instagram, my Twitter, my everything, because all that shit, it goes in tandem. So like, it just, you know, like, of course I would hope it. I mean, my main focus isn't my OnlyFans. It's really like social media in general. Like, and I gotta keep my shit going. Yeah. Like.
So again, I'm back to the question of like, rapper first, social media star first.
I don't want to be known as an OnlyFans sex worker. Like, no, thank you, please, guys. But like, I mean, I do music. Like that's what makes the most money is my OnlyFans.
So
but I do other things. Like my main focus isn't that.
So how did you
make
the decision? Yeah, to
in
start.
2020 during COVID, during the pandemic.
For what reason? Because
ex did it, DDG. He started it first and he told me to do it.
Oh, he got a kid.
He did. Congratulations to them. And yeah, so
how does that make you feel?
I love children, and he has been wanting a child, so I think that's lovely for them.
But no,
like, no ill feelings. Absolutely not. It's a baby.
So he started. He convinced you, right?
Yeah, he was like people had been telling me to do it because I would like twerk on Instagram for fun already.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I did that. Dropped out of college and moved to LA, and my life has just been like going up since.
What have you been buying? That's a lot of money. $1 million a month. Surely you're spending it on some dope shit.
I've bought a couple houses, some cars for myself and my friends and my family, and just like property. Like I'm very frugal. Like we're all three sleeping in the same bed at the hotel together.
No way.
We're flying Frontier home. Like,
yeah, but is the hotel the Ritz?
The hotel's not the Ritz. Yeah. Like I live frugal.
Did we book her?
No, you guys didn't, but it's okay.
Stay in the Vanderbilt.
The Vanderbilt's fantastic.
It's still nice.
Okay. But you're frugal.
Yeah, I would say so.
You have money in the bank?
I mean, I have money invested in place. But yeah, I definitely have money in the bank. I'm not spending.
What do you invest in?
Like I have, I don't know, like JP Morgan shit. And then I have like, I'm doing like AI crypto and then like, you know, like Bitcoin shit and like.
Damn, respect.
What about you?
You know what I invest in? Like, what is it called? Like strategic, unique assets. So alternative investments. Yeah. Pokemon cards, fossils.
I mean, it's all collectibles, like kind of umbrella.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Things I like. Like, I have a Triceratops skull in my house. That is
a real dinosaur skull. Wow. How much was that?
$500K.
Wow.
But it's like it's sick, bro, because it's like it's a piece of art. It'll hold its value, and every time I walk by it, I'm like, oh my god, the planet is fascinating.
Okay, no, wait. I buy stuff like that. I'm just saying, like in certain things, like flights and hotels, like shit that I'm only gonna be on for like a couple hours.
But don't you write all that off?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I travel to 140 flights last year. I book a lot of travel because I could write it off. It's part of my content. But piece of advice I would give the audience, and maybe to you as well, right now on this investment tip is. There's a lot of people out there who don't know what they want to do with money. So they just let it sit in their bank account.
That's so not good to do, guys.
At the very, very, very least, do I have to say this is not investment? It's not really an investment. Talk to your investment specialist on this because there are very easy ways to earn a substantial amount of interest on your sideline cash. For example, I just moved a lot of my cash to a premium savings deposit account that offers 5.4%.
Why do you feel like you're doing a commercial?
No, that's good.
It's not a commercial.
They need to know that. Yeah, people don't know shit
because,
like this.
Because it's so easy and it's risk adverse. It's just a savings account that offers you over 5% interest on your cash. So if you're risk adverse like I am, I'm scared of a lot of things.
Yeah,
I'm
losing money.
I like to shuffle money away. At least you're getting some level of interest on that cash. So that look into it. This is not financial advice, but look into it. I want to talk about this relationship history, if you don't mind, a little bit.
We can touch on some things, like with which one.
You can also tell him the fuck
I want to respect because like he's in a relationship and they just had a baby. So I definitely
I wasn't even gonna bring that up. That's actually not even on my. Well, yeah, it is shit. No. I wasn't gonna say that. I was just gonna. I guess what I'll say is this: you have a history of dating people in the space. As you move more towards serious relationships, would you consider dating or taking seriously relationships with people outside of the industry?
Absolutely. I do not want a man in the mix, Lord. I do not. Like, unless like they're like the token ones like me, which genuinely like they're not. No, I don't
want. What do you mean by that?
Like, I don't know, maybe like I've been in the mix since I was like 16, so I'm like out of the mix. Like I make my money, I do my shit on the internet, and like that's like, you know, I'm not trying to be in the club, in the strip club, you know, fucking and getting like clout from like random ass shit. So
So you mean like more off the grid people that I guess the idea of having been in the space for a while definitely makes sense, because generally when you first get in, that's when you're firing off.
Yeah, and also like I feel like I've seen it all type shit, and like niggas haven't seen it all yet and they want to like fuck every bad bitch with a BBL that they see. No disrespect to BBLs, but so it's like, you know, I want a nigga who doesn't care about, you know,
that type of shit.
Exactly.
Is there a body count on the men's side that dissuades you? Mm-hmm. Or would you assume that the dude that you're going to be with probably has ran?
What happened before me like that? Like everybody, you know, has a fucking past. So, you know, I have a past. So no, I don't. I like what matters is the now and the future. So
do you think if you found a nice guy who was not in the industry, they'd like understand your lifestyle?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated though. You do a lot, you travel a lot. If you wanted to come home and talk about work or even like social media strategy, and this person has no idea like what or how Instagram works, that would be difficult, no?
Mm, yeah, but like the internet is in my whole life. Like, you know, like I travel a lot and but like, you know, I make a lot of money so I can like bring them with me. And
fair. You're just obviously, I can tell you, super like goal oriented, especially when it comes to your career. Like you're out here like hustling.
Absolutely.
So having a partner who also acts as a bit of a soundboard is nice. At least like for me, that was always my concern. Like I before Nina, I was like, I'd love.
What type of woman were you dealing with before that? Like influencer woman?
Yeah, like, well, they all knew my world at least like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it difficult to converse and really establish a long-term relationship with someone who didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And what I'm doing is like nuanced and weird, but there are parts of it that they would understand, and that was always nice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah. Like you're making money, you have to understand, bitch.
Yeah. That's exactly what you said. Yeah. Would you ever consider dating a dude that makes significantly less than you?
Yes.
How come you gave Paul Pierce the wrong number?
Who said it was the wrong number?
Well, I know it was the right number for like. Do you fuck with Paul Pierce? Would you ever let him take you on a date?
He's a nice man, but respectfully, like I think the age gap is a little.
How old is he?
I'm unsure.
Do you have a list in your head of qualities that you look for in men?
Absolutely. What I pray for them every day. Like the like number one thing is just like loyalty, lovingness, and like, you know, making me happy. So like,
what's the number two thing?
Loyalty, lovingness. Like I like affection and like being like very sweet and loving. And loyalty's number one, loving.
Is loyalty like, has that been a problem for you?
It's been outstanding factor in every relationship.
Really?
I'm traumatized. Like I think I might need a little therapy. Really? Probably not. But yeah,
it's that's so funny to me. Like I had a list as well, and loyalty wasn't on it because like to me, that's a fucking given. If you're not a loyal person, we're not even having a conversation.
No, like I think this generation is so fucked up. Like bitches really think that all niggas cheat, and like they don't. They don't. But a lot do. A lot do. Or maybe the ones like I don't know. I seem to like be picking like the same type of nigga.
Have you ever caught a man in like a hyper elaborate act? No.
Well, not actually fucking her, but like one time, like I caught the nigga with the bitch in the car and he had her hide in the back seat. Yeah. And then I closed the door and went to my hotel.
What's the most elaborate cheating scheme? Like, have they ever named the person they're cheating with like a homie's Hut. Name? A Pizza Hut delivery guy?
Settings.
No, but they're
not
like,
even smart about it?
Like one time my homegirl was getting her lashes done by a girl who was fucking with my nigga. And like my homegirl recorded the whole conversation while she was getting her lashes done of the girl like talking about how she knew that me and this nigga was together and how they'd be fucking with each other. And she like helped him pick out the jet for the birthday that I went on. And then he like begged her not to tell me and like sent her flowers. And then she like showed me like all the texts of him begging her to not tell me. So it's like niggas just go through great lengths of lies.
Maybe it's time to try some white dudes.
That's what I'm thinking. Hey, I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Nah, we suck as well.
No, but it's not. No, I mean, I guarantee you that. I don't know.
Nothing changes.
No, I don't know. But
you
got to
deal with a certain type of guy.
No, but maybe there is a statistical breakdown. I don't think so. No, I'm sure there's some level of statistics or data on ethnic cheating breakdown. I'm sure there's data available for everything.
It goes both ways. Like, you know, Latinos are known for being like super loyal and loving to their sweethearts, but then also on the other hand, they be, you know, just like y'all, like white people. It's everybody. It's all ethnicities. We're the human race. Everybody's the same.
It just depends on how you view it, right? Like there's a lot of people out there who view there's a lot of men out there who view cheating as like something that's like somewhat acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Like
what you wouldn't want done unto you, you don't do to other people.
Well, no, listen, us all on this couch and in this room get it completely. But what I'm saying is there's a subset of men out there who think, yo, like I provide, I make all this money, I do all this stuff for you, I buy you all this shit, whatever. This is not me defending it, but you got to admit, because you've been through it. That there are dudes who think like this.
1,000%.
I'm going to go out, I'm going to get mine, I'm going to come home, and you're not going to find out about it, and it is what it is. Like, dude, you see it in popular culture, too. You see it on The Sopranos. Tony Soprano's got his guma, his fucking side chick. The fact that the term side chick even exists is evidence of what I'm saying. Like we live in a culture where cheating is at least somewhat.
It's a social norm right now. It is a little bit.
It's not a social norm, but it's at least part of the conversation. But I've never cheated. So is being
broke.
Life.
A lot of people are broke, and a lot of people are cheaters. And you know, I don't want to be. I don't want to be either.
I think they're broke because they spend their money trying to not look broke.
Ugh.
The flex and the appearance. Perception is often reality for a lot of people. Can mean a lot to a lot of men, specifically young men.
They're focused on the wrong things.
Do you ever reach out to guys you're interested in, or you let them come to you?
I let them come to me. I'm old fashioned in that sense.
Always.
Right? Wouldn't you be a little suspicious? Like, bitch, why? Do your girls come to you? I'm sure girls come to you, but the ones that you actually want. Did Nina come to you or did you go to her? She came to you?
No, she didn't. A little bit of both. The night we met, definitely she made the effort. Because she abandoned me for a project. She abandoned my project. We were about to work together professionally for a photography project I was shooting.
Okay.
And she canceled last minute and I took like a little bit of offense to it.
Of course.
It was like weeks of contracts and shit. Yeah. But like in fairness, like I was not offering her like a lot of money and I can see why she didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, whatever. The night we met, she made the effort to
rectify the situation.
To come meet up. Okay. And I was like, all right, like that's cool. And then we hit it off and now we're fucking engaged.
I love that.
It's nice, Ruby. I'll be honest with you. She checked off every item on my list. And then I had to add items to my girlfriend list called the wife list that I didn't even know were so perfect for me that she can do. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the person will come along and timing is a lot of it as well. And it happened the old fashioned way, which I love. There's no dating app. There's no DMs.
Yeah, it was real life.
We ran into each other at the right time, worked out. And I take pride in that. In this generation full of fickle internet bullshit, you know?
1000%. I love that for you. What about you, Mike? Where'd you run into Shorty?
So anyways, dude, because I'm going to say it and it's just stupid, but like, because I can't explain it. Like, it's going to be one of those situations where I'm like trying to make an excuse for my girl. My Sarah was like, had been like partying in she's from Miami. She'd been partying in Miami since she was like 14. She's like 25 now.
Okay.
So she had like completely given up on
love.
No. Well, maybe, but given up on like the party lifestyle.
Okay.
But it just so happened that, like, first of all, I haven't. I'm kind of like an idiot.
It's okay. Enjoy yourself.
Well, I do, but I'm responsible. I don't do it. And by the way, I'm out occasionally. I'm not out all the time.
How long should a man enjoy himself going out, like age wise?
Like, it just depends. Like it really just depends. If you have money, if you're broke, you should not be partying. Like, use that energy and time.
Right.
But if you have money, enjoy yourself, celebrate life.
Clip it short to Sarah. You good.
No, I'm good regardless, bro. I make the fucking rules.
I mean, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just playing. I'm playing. Saying, Sarah, please don't hit me.
I said, Mike, when you turn 40, I don't want to see you at Hyde. I don't want
to
see you.
No, I haven't been to Hyde in a long time.
Regardless, like if I see like 40 plus year olds, like,
yeah, it's weird.
It's about, questionable.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's questionable.
And so yeah, you're good now, but Mike, you got
it. It is strange, but also at the same time, my belief in life is that, like, you'll never hear me tell somebody what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. If you want to be 98 years old in the club.
Yeah, single, enjoy yourself.
And, by the way, and like, I believe in what you're saying to an extent, but like, and broke. I come from a weird place. I'm a weird person. You can so I don't give a fuck what you do. As long as you're not trying to tell me what to do, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I'm not telling anything.
But
I would definitely be like, what the fuck?
No, I get it. But anyways, so I met her. I was at Story, honestly, on a night when French Montana was performing
in Miami.
Yeah, in Miami at Story. It was the last night Story was open, so I went because the Nelk boys were doing an event there, and I was with Sammy Shahidi and Kyle and everybody. We went there and I met her there because she was randomly there with one of her friends for like a birthday or something. So it just sucks that that's the storyline, because we don't club, we don't out, we don't party, but that is where we met. And I saw her and I was like, yo, that girl's fucking beautiful. Started talking to her. I don't have a checklist for my girlfriend. I just like, I run off vibes.
Yeah, you like what you like.
Exactly. So I met her and I was like, oh, she's dope. And here we are. You know, it was like 7 months ago.
Period. Like, y'all locked in.
Yeah, it's great. And Saweetie told her that, Saweetie told her at F1 that, she said, that boy love you. You must have that good pussy.
She must.
That's what Saweetie said. Hey. She really took a lot of, she really pride took a lot that. Of pride from Saweetie saying that.
I would too. Shit.
When did you start popping off and why?
Like I would say like 2014. Like I used to have really curly hair, but now I like straighten my hair all the time so I don't curls. But I used to have a hella curly hair, and then like I would post pictures and like curly pages like would post me, and then I got like followers.
Whoa.
And then I did Bad and Bougie.
Did you start rapping because you could rap or you wanted to rap?
Like really, I did it like as a joke in college, and then like people talk so much shit that it made it kind of get lit. And then I just kept trying. And then like my second song, like is still today, like my latest song that I did.
Isn't it funny how you can make such a like run off people talking shit about your work?
Yeah.
It's wild. Like, cause there's like this TikTok kid. It's like, just saying this right now. Like Kevin, I know you're going to know who I'm talking about. You know that dude, is it Lil Mabu?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
He's fire. That boy but,
like,
is smart.
He put out the first few tracks and everybody was like, yo, who is this white kid?
It's like Slim Shady.
It's a hunt, but it's deeper than Slim Shady, because when M did it, M was talking about, I'm a drug addict, like real
or
white.
Weird Al Yankovic. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's stick with M for a sec. When M did it, he was talking about problems in suburbia, addiction, like childhood trauma, abuse, shit like that. So people are like, okay, it's weird that he's rapping, but at least he's rapping about that type of shit. Mm-hmm. Lil Mabu does it. And from the shit that I've seen, he's like, yo, I'm coming to shoot up your city. Like,
he's trying to drill.
And he's a drill rapper, but he's like a Catholic school kid, right? Yeah. But he's from New York, right?
Yeah. He's in the mix.
I don't know. I don't understand enough about it. But the question I'm going back to is, like, technically, that's enough to propel your career. The hatred does as much as the love does.
Literally.
Views.
The hate is love. The hate is love. Because you're still tuned in, still fucking watching, still taking the energy to type some motherfucking shit.
Engagement.
Yeah.
Do you think 99%, I always like to say that 99% of hate is just jealousy with a mask on?
Probably, yeah, for sure. And like people on the internet 95%. Are
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, maybe a little lower.
Do you ever have people come
what
up?
What else could it be?
I don't know. 95 is a lot.
On online hate. Like,
I mean, Tana flamed Matt Rife on her podcast because he said that. He's like, you know what? I just realized that like people who hate on you, they're just jealous of you. And Tana was like, okay, so like people who hate on Osama bin Laden, are they jealous of him?
No, but like so
it's just a blanket statement.
No, but that's why I gave it. But that's why I'm trying to give it a percentage.
I would just lower the percentage a little bit.
But I how much? Where would you go? Because Osama bin Laden is like a exception to the rule.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But like, bro, there's a lot of other people that people hate on online. And you look at why.
Do people ever hate on y'all in person? Like people only come to y'all with positivity. Ruby.
Never.
I never get no negative.
It is astounding.
Yeah, people.
The internet is the most unreal place.
No, ever. Literally.
And by the way, the people who do have the courage and like boldness to hate on me in real life, like, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Like, we can figure this out. I'm a human just like you. And like you said, hate and love are this far apart. It's the same emotion, just a little bit in the opposite direction. Like,
literally.
The same reason, like, you could be so loving in a relationship, homie cheats on you, now you fucking hate him. Mm-hmm. But how you went from the opposite ends of the spectrum like that, like, they're very close together. Yeah.
But they always leave the conversation. It's funny. We just had this conversation all week while we were together. We just went on this ski trip. And for...
Y'all's pictures were cute.
Yeah, for 100 people that came up and, you know, talked to him, 99 were like, yo, like, huge fan, love what you're doing, WWE.
I think one dude
went off a ski jump and he said he was in the air for so long that he was able to say, I fucking hate you, Logan Paul.
While he was flipping in the air. But it was incredible.
I'm going to be honest,
that
was
planned. No, and he's a fucking weirdo.
It's funny. Like, I'm serious. Like, it's almost like 99-1. Like, I really, like, what is the percentage? You know what I'm saying of it? But they always come out of the conversation like, oh, you know what? Actually, it's not that bad. Like, you got to people make past judgments online. They need to come speak to people.
Well, hate is like a weird thing to do in person. Mm-hmm. Like, who got that?
Who goes out of their way to tell you, I don't like you? If you don't like somebody, you just
steer clear.
Yeah.
Shocking. You ever experience anything like that? Are people just kind?
No, people only want to take pictures and
will
hug.
You take pictures with fans?
Of course.
Always.
Always. Every single time.
Even at dinner.
Even at motherfucking
no
dinner.
Fucking way.
Yeah, because guys, like, without them, I would not be, you know, fair. Without them, without fair. We wouldn't be anything.
No, fair. Someone I was taking pictures in the mountain, and like, if I'm not at dinner, I will
every person
pretty
I'll
much
tell
always
them
take
like
a
after
no,
I
always.
Eat, let's do it.
That's what I'll say as well. That's what I'll say. Like, I don't take pics at dinner or like in the bathroom is weird. Like at the urinals,
that's weird.
Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
But outside, fine. Shit, I lost my train of thought.
You were.
Nope.
Get back on the train.
Nope. It's gone. I think it's gone forever.
I'm sorry.
You ever watch WWE?
Truthfully?
That's where your brain, that was your savior right there. That was his save. His brain's like, come up with one of the brands quick. Arch, you already tried Prime? Do you ever watch WWE? Like, that's where his brain goes.
So you're not a Kevin Owens fan?
I don't like violence.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Kevin Owens knocked him out. Look at his eye.
I was going to ask that.
He didn't knock me out.
When was this?
Well, he knocked you down.
2 days ago.
2 days ago? That's when you got that belt?
No, I've had the belt. Make no mistake. I'm the reigning United States champion.
Is this a joke or is it serious?
No, he got.
He hit me with an elbow.
Yo, you know what's
is that
crazy?
Legal?
Elbow me. It's legal. I will say in wrestling.
So you do wrestling, not boxing.
I do both.
Okay.
But I'm going to focus on wrestling. You walked in here. You said, I'm with the world champ. And I had to correct you. I was like, well, technically it's the United States champ. But I'm going for the world championship.
You should.
Which, why not, Ruby? You know,
absolutely.
Like,
shoot for the stars. What were we going to say?
I just want to say quickly that his eye, because he needs to be humbled every once in a while. Like, let's be honest, bro. He's a United States champ. It's nice when he gets knocked around. But that's going to heal. That bruise is going to go down. And I don't want him to forget about it. I don't want him to forget what happened. So I got something for you, actually, to remind you. I got you a Kevin Owens action figure.
Is that like the legend?
No, that's a guy who did it to him. And I want to make sure that you always have a reminder that Kevin Owens did this.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Nah, bro.
Hey, get this shit out of here. Also, he doesn't have this type of definition. He doesn't have...
Fuck that!
Nah, no shot. He's my next opponent.
You're going to beat the shot of him.
I have to. I'm defending my title.
Got him.
Nah, you should come to an event. If you're ever in the same city as us, Ruby.
Hell yeah, I want to come.
So I, as someone who comes as an outsider, would say yes. And
are you?
Not again, please. Nah, please. Cause Jay's a homie now.
I'll get him to flip your ass, suplex you from the top rope, and drop you, bro. Your brittle ass heroin bones. Fuck you.
Every time you hit him, he comes back to me too. Where'd he go?
So look. There's obviously like a theatrical component to it. Like I'll exaggerate, but I'm a drama queen. I love drama. Like I'll talk my shit. You be
shit talking. I like it.
I be talking my shit.
It'd be good.
Drama king. More like a bitch.
Bro, boy, stop. I'm actually going to fire you from this podcast.
You can't fire him. He got equity.
Yeah, that's true. Technically, you can fire me.
Fuck you, Logan Paul.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What's up with the heroin jokes?
Well, we're all right. I will say this. We're a dark group.
Okay.
Everyone knows I have a past with drug addiction. Are you asking like why are they making?
No, genuinely, because
like,
I remember you said that Neon said you something about heroin,
I have a past with addiction, so it's become. It's just we're all kind of a dark community. Like he,
it's my go-to, because there's not. Let's be honest, Mike's a phenom. He beat a heroin addiction.
Really?
Should be dead. Like was
you were shooting up
for 10 years. And beat
not
it.
All the time, but I did shoot up once, yes, but I didn't do it all the time.
Here's more opiates, but I'll do that.
No. It, that would be opiates.
Yeah,
but I sniffed
the method of injection different?
No, I just sniffed it.
And there's not much I could roast Mike on besides, you know, his hair, his age, his feet, his ex-girlfriend.
What do you mean my ex-girlfriend? You have a problem with sex workers?
No, not at all. What? No, hey, I don't want any problems. No, just, you know. Actually, nah, I can't even roast him for that. This is what I'm saying. Like, he's, besides the real, like, surface level stuff, Mike's a phenom. So,
What's a phenom? Phenomenal person?
Take that. Yeah, essentially a phenom. He's a very special, unique, outstanding human.
Hey, thanks, man.
I got you. Mike, I do love you. Set down the fucking Kevin Owens action figure.
I love you, too.
When's your guys' birthdays?
April 1st. I'm an Aries.
Okay. Interesting.
You?
Capricorn.
So, your birthday's coming up? Mm-hmm. I'm a Libra.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Kim Kardashian and Cardi B are Libras, so and Doja Cat.
Do you look at those two as like
Yeah, I look up to them. I like them and their lives and how they carry themselves.
You're not a Barb.
Nicki Minaj is a lovely lady. Or her music is lovely and she's a lovely lady.
What if you had to choose only one of the two?
Don't do it. It's a trap.
They also do team ups like their
Yeah, I like both.
They're both very respectful fire women, is what you're gonna say.
What about you? Who do you choose?
Oh no! Nah. Yeah, I don't know.
Little baby, baby, or little Dirk?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I love Dirk.
Okay, what about you?
Dirk for sure.
Just because, you?
Little baby. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
that's
from
fine.
Atlanta.
No, that's fine. See, I know Dirk. I know Pete. Shout out Pete. Shout out Dirk. Shout out all the Chicago guys. I met Dirk. He's a cool.
Pete, athlete.
Awesome.
Yeah, Pete. Unnecessary balling. He's Dirk's manager and also Juice and
okay.
The whole side.
Like Bibby and them touch.
Bibby,
it?
Same exact. Shout out Bibby, like that whole squad. So I gotta take Dirk on that one. And I would choose Dirk anyways, just by way of music. And I know a lot of people might argue that because Bibby has a lot of fucking tracks.
Isn't it interesting though how they always like try to pit them two together and they never pit niggas against each other and there's so many niggas?
Why?
I think pitting people against each other is natural. People pit Jake and I against each other all the time. We're brothers.
Honestly, but you guys look very similar.
Okay.
Except one doesn't have tattoos.
What are you talking about? Because I don't understand that at all. People, one in five people think I'm Jake.
Yo, that's Jake Paul.
I'd be getting y'all confused. I didn't know who I was doing the interview with.
Tell me why.
I didn't know
who I was doing the interview.
I'm sorry. But so no, y'all are both amazing.
Can I quiz you on some things?
But I was like looking through both of y'all's Instagrams. I like stalked y'all's Instagrams and y'all look like gladiator white men. Like y'all look very like, you interesting. Know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like I may have been born in the wrong generation.
I say that in a compliment. Like y'all are like Thor. Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
Thor?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who do you think's more Thorish, him or Jake?
I don't know.
Jake has that beard. Do you have siblings?
I do have two sisters.
Older, younger?
One older, one younger.
Oh, you're the middle child?
I'm the problem child, like your little brother.
Oh, no way. He's a middle child as well. What is it with the middle child? Do they not get like the same amount of attention as the first child and last child? Like,
that's usually the case, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you get along with them?
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents stay married?
No, they divorced when we were like 10.
Oh, young?
Y'all's divorced too.
Almost same age.
You got any weird... DMs from anybody like strange?
Absolutely, but I don't want to, you know, put anybody on blast.
Exposure?
No, that's lame. Are you gonna expose people?
No. No, guys don't do that.
Yeah,
but I feel like I didn't know if that was your type of thing, because I was gonna ask you, like, I'm sure all the normal people are in there
for sure.
I know Lil Wayne's in there.
I know, actually, for a fact. No.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, he's 100.
Who's that? AB?
AB.
I don't think he's. I don't think him.
That's
actually.
Not that's not possible. What will get you to respond to a DM?
Business. That's how niggas trick me. Is they'll be like, "Let's work," and I'm all about working. And then I get there, and it's not about work.
You should get there. That's, you get so there, funny. Butt ass naked. Like,
wait, hold on.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
What about DM. You? What gets you to respond? You don't respond to people.
Well, now it's just work. But like, I definitely, when I was single and I would like shoot off DMs to women, which I didn't do often at all. I would probably send maybe like 5-6 DMs a year, just because it felt like I was just shooting blanks almost, mm-hmm. like in the dark. And I don't know. I wasn't like, what is the proper hook to get a baddie? I never was able to like figure it out through a DM. Like, what? Like,
DMs don't do shit. Like, I've never, like, nothing's ever gone far through a DM.
I guess trying to trick through work was probably the best.
Who would ever do that? Me to Ruby. Nah, let's shoot some content when I get. Mix up our audience.
He got a DM to you that says, "Let's shoot some content."
You said that to me?
And guess what? You responded.
What'd I say?
With a cry laughing emoji.
No, but then she said, "When we linking out here."
Oh, shit.
Which was to do that, to shoot content. But what are you talking about, bro? We used to have an academy on DM classes 4 years ago when we were single.
The go-to when we were single.
Let's be friends.
Respond to stories. You make a relatable fucking comment about a story. Which, by the way, that was the first time I ever DM'd. It was with that. You posted some shit about dudes like not wanting to take you out to dinner. And I said I made a reservation for us at Applebee's. And you thought that was funny. You said
That's sweet.
But I'm just saying, like, yeah, you're responding to stories with something relatable, something funny, and you're cracking the ice. And honestly, like, if you're not like in some like looking for like marriage type shit, like right off the bat, if you're just you're watching this, you're 24 years old, you're trying to slide in on a girl. You could be a little bit playful, like say some shit that like balances like,
yeah, not banter. You're pretty or you're bad, because we get that all the time. The playful shit.
It's almost like you're like really, really politely and kindly talking shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's always been the recipe, like very like in a sweet way, but not like a mean way.
So then how many DMs, unreciprocated DMs, is too many? If a homie's 2, 3, 4 deep.
Two.
Leave it at two.
Yeah.
Stop at two.
Yeah.
Or like find a way to like see them in real life and run into them in real life. Like, cause that real life shit, you know, it's better than.
Like show up at their hotel.
Well, honestly, he did get to take a picture. But
I mean, you know, it worked, but at what point are you stalking? You know, like, yeah. I'm sure you've had like legit stalkers, no?
No, surprisingly, no. I'm very like.
Stalking.
Safe.
You post where you are after you've been there?
Yeah, and if I even do that. Actually, yeah, when I used to. I try not to, like, really post too much anymore.
Too many details.
On your stories?
On my stories, yeah.
Yeah, because I imagine you got to be kind of careful about what you're doing, a little cautious.
Yeah, but it's not even like I'm, I think, like I don't even think danger is not going to come towards me because I don't put out, you know, I don't think stuff like, I know it can happen.
I hate that attitude, Ruby.
Really?
Ruby, come careful. On.
Yeah. That's like people. I think like it's like me getting a gun. Like I wouldn't get a gun because I don't think I need a gun.
That's how everybody. That's how I used to be, but now like you just can't be like that anymore. Like let's put it like this. Like technically, like with the amount that you put yourself out by way of your work,
okay,
you're attract. You know what I'm saying? Like okay, you need true. To be ready for that type of shit. But everybody out there should be prepared for self defense.
I be with niggas with guns like around me, so it's like always. I don't. Yeah. I think I'm okay.
Are they legal guns? Because that's a whole other thing.
Or are they brat brat?
I don't know. Brrrah. Truthfully, I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Just because if you were to use an illegal gun, that's
who, me?
No, not you.
They?
Yeah. You know, I feel like using an illegal weapon is far less likely than using a legal weapon that you're allowed to be holding. We have our CCWs here in Puerto Rico. Concealed carry permit.
I know. Your brother was telling me he loves guns.
Yeah, what he
probably and you had love it on Pokemon
he
cards.
Probably had it on him.
And yeah, Spider, he did. He's
by the way, so did his homies.
Probably.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He told me, like, because I was like, what's the difference between you and your brother? He's like, I like guns and he likes Pokemon cards.
So sounds so lame. When I introduced Jake to Nina for the first time, you know, like both of us,
Do they like each other?
They do like each other.
That's good.
He was skeptical at first just because he's my brother and I'm always going to be skeptical of any girl he is bringing around regularly and so is he. But they're tight now. They're cool.
That's good.
But the first time Nina met Jake, I was like, all right, you know, like this guy's a character. Like you said, you're like, he's a special boy.
He was very calm. Like
he's calm. He's calm, but he is unique. I was like, yo, Nina, come meet Jake. And we walked into this gym downstairs. A homie's reloading like four shotguns at the door. Right at the door. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. That's Jake.
My brother.
Yeah. But we stay protected. I'm not naive at all to random acts of violence or intrusions against us. I'm actually a little
paranoid. I feel like
paranoid.
That's more like boy shit though.
Yeah,
like,
you're probably, but.
A nigga
but
would just try to take me, but I can't get took.
Why can't you get took?
Because there's niggas behind me, following behind me everywhere I go.
But there's like four of you right here. You got him. He's a photographer. He's freelance.
There's somebody outside in the car waiting. If somebody comes through that entrance, there's people in the car waiting.
Oh, so you're all set. Can we talk about some weird shit? Do you like anything outside the space? Do you like study dark matter, black holes, or aliens? Like, what's some weird shit that no one knows about Ruby Rose that doesn't involve OF, doesn't involve rappers, doesn't involve fucking any of that shit? Like, what's your hobby? You got any hobbies or interests?
You know what?
Zero hobbies.
No. I mean, like, okay, like,
getting
I like
money?
I mean, no, okay, like, I like, like mermaids and like, I mean, like, I like. Like princesses and princes and kings. Like,
but
I
do
like,
you study like that?
No, yet? I don't study it. No, I don't. I'm not gonna lie. Do so you?
We studied like random shit we're into. I'm into UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena, like UFOs.
Okay.
I like
conspiracy theories, like shit like that.
You do?
Like you know the shit in Miami, like there was like
that's what I was asking about. Okay. That's exactly what I was trying to pull
you into.
It's
across the street from my house.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, Bayview, Bayside.
Bayside.
Let me ask you a question. Aliens visit Earth. They've traveled 4 million.
They're real. I know.
They've traveled 4 million light years, these beings, right? They come into our atmosphere. Where are we going to go? Should we visit the Pentagon? Should we learn about the secrets? You're telling me these motherfuckers went to Bayside, Miami. That's where they pulled up. That place is a shithole, Ruby. A shithole. I had one of the worst empanadas of my life at that place. And
you think
the 10-foot alien said, let's go to Bayside. We can go to 11 afterwards and party with hookers. Like, bro, they're fucking super intelligent beings. Why would they go there? Why the fuck would they go there?
I had the same question. That seems like
not even that, but like
why people, not though? Why not?
Yeah, 11's lit.
Wait, they do have that. Oh my god, they have that fucking Ferris wheel there.
There's a Ferris wheel. Wait, do you guys think the Earth is flat or round?
Oh, don't ask.
Why do you ask?
I'm just wondering, what type of time are y'all on?
Who's asking?
Ruby.
Who do you work for?
Just a question, guys.
What do you think it is?
I don't want to sound retarded, so I want to hear what y'all think.
Do you not
say it?
I think it's flat.
That's what we've been saying.
Like, it just, like, I don't know, like,
hello?
Wrong way.
No, you don't.
I do. Like, it's God just, damn. Like, I've watched so many videos.
Ruby, cut the shit. You don't think the fucking world is flat?
I don't know. Like, I've watched a lot of videos. Like, I don't know.
Do you know me and him? Well, I guess he and I. Mean, do you know we made a documentary on the flat earth?
There's so you guys agree that the earth is flat?
In our parody documentary, yeah.
When we were surrounded by the dumbest people on the fucking planet.
Oh, it was a joke?
We posed as flat earthers and infiltrated, this exists, the flat earth convention.
Which I'll we'll bring you back to. 500
of these idiots all in the same spot talking about how the earth is flat, each with their own like different opinion of why it's flat. It is the dumbest group of people I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, so how do we know that the earth is not
There's
flat?
A million fucking scientific data points that provide info and intelligence around a spherical earth. We've seen it from space. What do you want? What are you saying about the satellite imagery? It's fake.
Yes.
God dang it.
Is them going to the moon real?
I was going to ask you that.
No.
Ruby.
Why did they never go back?
So you don't have to believe both. Because I don't think we made it to the moon.
There's a
either.
Lot of lies, y'all.
What do you
There's
mean?
A lot of lies.
Why not?
How is the flag waving in the
Gus
in
Grimms,
the
baby.
No gravity?
And oh, everybody has takes all these videos and says this happened, that happened. You speed it up a little bit. You see this? We're going back to the moon right now. We're going back.
Yes, why have they never went
Someone's
back?
Someone's going back. Either
years.
We, Russia, or India. I can't remember what it is. Somebody's going back to the moon right now. Yo, listen,
I really messed up when I hit this. I can't get it.
Well, whatever. Just hold on to it because the more you play with the mic, we got to
wait
I'm for you to do
up
it.
Ruby Rose.
It's okay.
Kevin, you got to help me. This is Kevin. He's my little brother. He's my videographer. He's great. We got all sorts of adventures together.
Hey, hola.
The earth isn't flat. Listen, there's a documentary. Just watch the one. It's on Netflix.
It's called what?
I don't know what it's called, but just it's like the flat earth documentary that it's on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's trailing flat earthers about their beliefs. And homie accidentally proves that the earth is round. In his flat earth experiment.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. You will tell. Sure. Have you heard of Occam's razor?
No.
Occam's razor is
the simplest theory.
What would you say?
The simplest theory, Tim.
But is it like a thesis?
Right,
is it a theory?
It's a theory.
It's a theory that the simplest explanation is often the correct explanation.
Okay.
And there are so many things and explanations that prove the earth is round and can be proven. Correct
like
and true time and time and time again.
Okay.
And the same doesn't hold up for the flat earth theory.
Ruby, when we were at the flat earth convention,
okay.
We
that's so funny.
We spoke to a lot. We spoke to a lot of people.
They let me speak on stage. I came out of the closet, the flat earth closet.
And we got a lot of input from people in the community. We got to talk to a lot of them individually. And the most that fucking mic. And you drank too much Prime Energy, bro. You're losing your mind.
Energy.
You haven't sat in one spot for four
it's
hours.
It's not been the same since you brought out that Kevin Owens
That did
figure.
Get you fired up. I'm sorry.
It did.
We spoke to one guy, kind of like the all-star of the community. His name's Mad Mike Hughes.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do this.
Now, Matt.
don't do this. Please don't
no,
do
I'm
this.
No, I'm giving the quick version. Is it the length or just the story itself?
It's just the story. I'm saving it for Joe Rogan. I'm saving
no,
the
No, we've told on the show many times.
I don't think we have.
Yeah, we have.
Have we?
Yes, we have many times. We don't
tell
have
me,
to.
Tell me it's, the fucking story.
Okay. So Mad Mike Hughes, he was the, you can tell it even longer. He was the all-star of this community, right?
Okay.
Well, we asked him some questions. He gave us feedback, but we didn't have him sign I know there's a longer part of it. We didn't have him sign the release form. And he was infamous for getting very angry and suing people who got information from him without signing the release form.
One additional piece of context you have to know about Mad Mike Hughes.
Okay. Right.
His nickname is Mad Mike Hughes.
Because he'd be mad.
He's mad scientist. He creates homemade rockets
that he flies in
and shoots himself into space or the air so he can prove that there is no curvature himself
and that the earth is flat.
And he lives?
Yeah, yeah, he comes down afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically we asked him we asked him some questions, he gave us some answers. The flat, you know, he thought he was talking to someone who was very interested in the flat earth and was okay. going to do him a service and a justice in bringing this information out. So we put out this parody video where it's so obvious that we've clowned this entire community. The mm-hmm. world finds out that we think these people are fucking morons.
Mm-hmm.
And about a couple of 2 months later, him and I are served a court document that we are being sued by Mad Mike Hughes. We have to go to court to defend ourselves.
How'd y'all
because
get served?
by fucking Seth Rogen from Pineapple Express. Wow. I don't fucking remember. like you've been served. Like, so they brought us this thing, right? And it said on it, like, you guys are facing, you know, $500,000 fine and up to 3 years in prison, like, each. It was like a major fine
for
libel and all this stuff. So we're like, fuck, we got to prep to go to court with this dude. We're like talking to lawyers or whatever. And we're about to go into a deposition where he presents his findings, so on and so forth. But before he comes to court to present his deposition, he wants to take one last rocket mission to prove that the Earth is.
Don't tell me this nigga dies.
I opened up Twitter one morning.
This headline. Nigga died? Wow.
Mad Mike Hughes dies in fatal homemade rocket accident.
Look at God.
He crashes rocket.
Look at that.
It exploded. The parachute didn't deploy.
That is fucking crazy.
So, you know, we're in this position.
Well, no, I mean.
You know, what do you do? What do you say? We don't want Mike to die. But I can also say that.
$500,000 Yeah. God Shit.
Rest in peace, Mad Mike Hughes. Fucking legend. The earth isn't flat, though.
Have you seen how people grow humans from the ground?
Say again. Grow humans?
From the ground.
Oh, no.
I'm interested.
Alex Jones.
Watch it on TikTok.
Oh, no.
Is that where you're getting your info? Because I feel like TikTok, I don't know if it's the best source.
Oh my God.
It's probably not liable.
Oh my God, I mean, dude.
You know, maybe it is. Maybe. That's nah, probably not. You know?
But the news is fake too, you know.
There was a time when everybody decided that the MSN, the mainstream news, was not trustworthy, which we all knew. We knew it was biased. CNN was left-leaning. Fox News was right-leaning. There was a 100% bias on the news. So people started to rely on social media and individual reporting to break down this corporate ownership of mainstream news. Well, guess what? It went too far. Because now I have started to trust the news again more than I trust what I read on fucking Twitter and TikTok. Twitter and TikTok are fucking the most ridiculous, unless you really know who you're watching, the videos that and info that goes viral on those pages is the most brainless, idiotic shit I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
You're right.
My fucking life.
Are you tuned in still?
To TikTok?
No, to right now to what Mike's saying.
Of course. I'm like thinking about like, am I fucking retarded for believing these kids?
No, but because yo, there was videos of these 10-foot tall aliens, right? Mm-hmm. That visited Bayside, Miami.
But like, be realistic, like, kids and teens fighting, why would they have fucking 100 cop cars?
Bro, because there was a lot of fucking kids. There's, first of all, I read that there was a firearms threat, which obviously, as you know, gets taken very seriously. If there's an active shooter threat, if that happens, every cop from the police station is coming.
Wait, but I thought y'all believe in aliens. So like, why is it so far-fetched? No, we believe in aliens,
but okay. Bring back up Occam's razor. Is it more believable that the entire police force of Miami showed up for an active shooter drill and a riot of kids who were fighting at the mall, which has been happening all the time lately. We see it at malls. They do big group fights. They do big group lootings of stores. This is happening. You see it with your own eyes every day on TikTok, all the time. So is it more likely that the entire police force showed up to break up one of those scenarios, or that 12-foot tall aliens showed up at Bayside to ride the Ferris wheel? And Ruby, get this. There were videos of the fights, but not one video of the 12-foot tall aliens. Not one fucking video, Jorge. What? There's one video. Guess what? It's from a fucking movie. It is a rip from a movie. And it went fucking viral because people are morons. They are fucking stupid. So they see this fucking ripped CGI from a movie and it goes ultra viral on Twitter because they're like, oh, look, aliens visited the Ferris wheel in Bayside. Are we fucking that stupid? We're not, Ruby. We're not.
Was 9/11 real?
What do you mean, was it real?
Did the planes crash, or was that
the government
setting that up?
There's so many different layers of it. There's layer number one, Islamic terrorists, Osama bin Laden, in an attempt to bring down the West, toppled two of our strongest buildings using planes. One layer down, George Bush worked with Osama bin Laden to do it, to start a war that would garner more oil for the United States. There's one more layer down. The United States set bombs in explosions in three buildings in New York City to topple it for economic gain and war, and no plane. And the planes were decoys. There's a layer underneath that. There were no planes. The planes were CGI, and the news fucking made special effects to make it look like they're. How deep down the rabbit hole do you want to go? I've seen videos that weren't on the news that were just individual recordings of people from boats from the Hudson River of the planes hitting the towers. So when I see that video that had nothing to do with any news station, and I have someone telling me, you know, there was no planes.
I believe that there was planes, but I think that the government like did that. And I think, you know, respectfully what's going on in Palestine, I think, you know, the government
There's nuance. We just had this with Hanson on the other episode. There's nuance to all of it. To just be able for you to see, at least you said you think there was, and you have reason to believe there was. That's fine. But there's a lot of people out there who are trying to make black and white statements these days about shit that is way above their pay grade. I'm looking at these motherfuckers on Twitter from their fucking like little dirty apartment, a dirty ass one bedroom apartment. Like, not, you know, not to say that wealth has anything to do with it, but you're just sitting there. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You have no school. You have no security clearance. How the fuck did you get the data? How did you get the top secret data that no one else could get? You stupid motherfucker. You're sitting there eating Taco Bell on your fucking laptop. Sources are telling me right now that the war, the conflict will be over by June of next year because Ukraine is. How do you know? How the fuck did you get that data? 900,000 retweets on Twitter. And people are like, wow, it looks like a reliable source. Which part of it? Which part of it looks reliable to you? The Casper mattress in the background with no sheet on it? Are you fucking serious?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You people, we just got to use our... I understand. What's listen, going on? Listen. Corporate greed, real. Government corruption, real. All this shit is real. Politicians being scumbags, real. Does it happen? Yes. Does it happen all the time? No. Is every conspiracy wrong? No. But every conspiracy also isn't right. We need to nuance. We need people to use their fucking brains out there. Look for evidence. If you want to present something as fact, you better be able to support it with real fucking evidence, bro.
Back that shit up.
Cash that check when you fucking write it. That's all I'm asking.
Thank you. Big Mike, everybody.
I like when he does that. Fucking. I can see why you responded to his DM.
Of course.
Told you he's a phenom.
We're working. Yes. We're shooting content. Exactly. Look at us. This is the result of that content.
Yeah. Are you shooting content with Jake?
We were supposed to, and then he ignored my text last night. He's the one who, like, they set it up with Nikisa, because I know Nikisa, like,
he
from my
label.
He said
that as well. How?
And then, because when I worked at Hitco, I don't know, he booked me to perform at, like, a boxing match. At
Okay.
And then, I don't know. And then we never did it.
I mean, you're here.
I know, I wanted to do it. You know? But it's okay. When the time is right, the time is right. Can't force anything.
When are you leaving?
Tonight.
When? What time?
At 12:48 a.m.
Oh, wow. What are you gonna do this evening?
We were going to go to the Ocean Club.
Oh.
I don't know. Rydell. You know Rydell?
Yeah, of course.
He got us some.
Oh, cool.
Are you going back to Hotlanta?
I am going to Atlanta, actually.
Do you ever go to Magic City?
Sometimes we'd be going, but like not for real. Like we was doing that when we was like, you know, younger.
Yeah, who would ever go there at that older age?
Yeah.
What about Magic Castle?
Like in LA?
Like with magic tricks.
You know, I know some magic tricks.
No way.
Yeah. But no, I don't
know. What magic tricks do you know?
Like I learned, like I paid for like to learn like how they'd be doing all that shit.
Oh, no way.
It's fake.
What?
It's not magic.
What I mean?
It's not magic.
Well, I mean.
But do you guys believe in psychics?
I believe in psychos.
Okay. So no, you don't believe in psychics.
I believe they exist.
I believe they have businesses.
I believe you could go pay $20 to get your hand read.
Look that. I'll look at your hand for $20.
Thank you. I'm okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not anti.
Like if someone Nah, because if
like brew, you know, like Haitians and Africans be doing like Bruharian, like witchcraft type shit.
I can't say I believe in it. Like if someone told me something, you know, tragic was gonna happen, I would be like, okay, I don't know. Also, is that a weird way of manifesting what this person says into your life?
Yeah.
Because if you do believe in psychics and someone tells you something good or bad is gonna happen and then it's locked in your brain, are you attracting that energy?
Yeah, no, facts.
And then does it happen?
1,000%. Like, I don't know.
Do you manifest yourself?
Absolutely. I manifest in my life.
It makes sense. A lot of people who are in your position.
Do you manifest?
All the time.
Yeah, prayers are manifestation.
I agree. Prayers are manifestation. My prayers are gratitude as well.
I need to get better at that stuff. That's a lot of
gratitude,
that.
Gratitude, y'all.
But all that brouhaha stuff scares me.
Brouhaha.
Because my girl's Cuban and she told me her ancestors look out for her. And that scared the shit out of me, bro. That was weird.
I just respect
dude.
It. Respect it.
Nah, I ain't no trying questions. To fuck with them at all, dude. Me either. The Cubans, ancestors.
You ever have a ghost experience?
I can't say no, but I'd be like, I have night terrors. What about y'all? Y'all have ghost experiences?
I just had one at my ranch. Super spooky.
What the fuck happened?
I'm not good. I'm not good. We heard voices outside at midnight and my dad and his wife were asleep. Like it is horrifying.
That's scary.
And I'm not good with that because like, you know, I'm a macho man. If there's an actual like real threat, like let's handle it. But if you are a paranormal
there's
entity,
nothing you can do.
What the fuck am I? Like I can't go running around with my gun outside. Like I'm screwed.
That's when you
and then
pray.
I piss it off. Then I gotta pray. I get that.
Just pray that away.
That's why I asked you about your camping that one time. If you would camp in the woods by yourself, and you were so gung ho about it. But what
because the woods is you know
what? You don't think there's any supernatural beings in there?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, you found some pretty nice.
Type of watch is that?
I like your Audemars.
Thanks. I like your Patek.
Patek, yep. Patek.
Plain Patek.
My fiance said I needed a big boy watch. And so I got this Patek.
No more bust downs.
Now I had Rolexes. They're very nice, but like this is a special watch. This is
how much was it?
A retail 150.
Damn. You got it straight from the Patek store?
Very hard.
Where'd you get all that Van Cleef from?
The Van Cleef store.
You have so much.
My manager bought me this one.
I knew that looked familiar.
Yeah, I just got Sarah the green one. The green one's the hardest to get.
Yeah. Actually, the blue one's the hardest
to
get.
Oh, yeah?
The green
one's sick, yeah.
Thank you.
Ruby, you're awesome.
You're awesome.
Thanks. This has been so fun.
It has.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun. I wish we could have talked more about conspiracy theories. I hope you don't get eaten by those aliens.
Yeah, that's. I second that.
God got me.
When, again, we're ever in the same city... You should come
to
WWE.
To the fight.
Just pure entertainment. Just come see what's up. You will be shocked.
I want to be a ring girl that carries the sign around like in a sexy
outfit.
Oh, that's
the
if you do
thing.
That at
we
the right fight.
So easy.
If you do that at the right fight, you'll get it'll be a healthy amount of virality.
Okay.
You should do it for one of Jake's fights.
I should. Let's
oh, that's
it
amazing.
We'll figure it out.
Didn't? Yes. Didn't Saweetie?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh
that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Facts.
Oh, maybe we don't.
Well, no, it's cute that she did it too.
Ruby, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
In Puerto Rico. You've been great. Guys, Ruby Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. Hit that subscribe button as well. We love you guys. 2024 off to a great start. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Peace.